An inquest into the death of Private Sean Rooney after his convoy came under fire in South Lebanon in December of 2022 should address the noxious narrative that he had taken a wrong turn before the fatal incident, a lawyer for the soldier's family has said. At a brief sitting of Dublin District Coroner's Court this morning, solicitor Darren Macken questioned how a 24-year-old with no UN driving licence had been allowed to be several kilometres from his convoy on a route not taken before. We can speak now to reporter Sean McCorrick, who was at the opening of this inquest this morning. Sean, before we talk about what happened today, will you bring us back to December 2022? What happened on that day?
Yes, as I'm sure many people will remember from about 18 months ago, Private Rooney, a 24-year-old from Newtown Cunningham in Donegal, became the first member of the Defence Forces to be killed on UN peacekeeping duties in almost 20 years when he was fatally injured when his armoured vehicle that he was driving came under attack by armed militia linked to Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Another Irish soldier, Shane Carney from Cork, suffered a serious injury when his vehicle crashed during the same incident. At the time, they were part of a convoy which had become separated in circumstances which I suppose are not yet fully understood while they were on an administrative run from their UNIFIL base to Beirut.
So fast forward then to this morning and Dublin District Coroner's Court. What did the inquest hear?
Yes, the Dublin City Coroner, Dr. Moira Cullinan, had held this preliminary hearing into Private Rooney's death, pretty much to establish how her inquiry could be progressed. She said it was a very complex situation because of his death overseas while on UN peacekeeping duties, and she sought assistance from lawyers for the Department of Defence and Defence Forces about how to contact the UN because the UN has already carried out two investigations into Private Rooney's death. The inquest heard that the family was entitled to a redacted version of what was described as an on-the-ground investigation by UNIFIL, which took place pretty quickly in the aftermath of his death, but that there is a second UN report that was conducted by a UN Board of Inquiry, and there is uncertainty about, there's confidentiality clauses about that report, and there's uncertainty about how much of it could become available to the coroner, and even if it was, how much she could then release at a public inquiry.
Tell us then about these comments from solicitor Darren Macken, the solicitor for Private Rooney's family. He spoke of what he called a noxious narrative.
Yes, I suppose that the main point that Darren Macken was making in an address to the inquest was calling for the UN to cooperate with the inquest, given that they were identified as a party of interest. And obviously from the fact that they have conducted two, what one would presume are detailed investigations into the circumstances of his death. Mr. Macken said it was important for the soldier's family to get answers to their questions. And in particular, as you mentioned, he wanted this issue, what he called the noxious narrative, to be addressed, that Private Rooney had taken a wrong turn just before the fatal incident.
What's likely to happen now?
The inquest was adjourned for another brief mention until September 20th to allow, I suppose, the coroner make contact with the UN and to see how access to their reports could be progressed. In the normal run of events with a violent death that would take place, say, within the Republic, related criminal proceedings are always likely to have to conclude before the inquest can be heard in full. As we know, over in Lebanon, there are seven Lebanese men facing criminal charges in relation to Private Rooney's death, and there have been considerable delays in that case, which has been a matter of concern that has been raised by the Irish government with their Lebanese counterparts. So I suspect the full hearing of the inquest into Private Rooney is still some time away.
Sean, many thanks. Sean McCorrick there, reporting from the Dublin Coroner's Court.